All right, so let's continue in the topic of Dibur and Peleoids. I don't know what page we're on because I'm at home and I'm using a Hebrew. So if someone else wants to say where we're holding, that's fine. Just call it out. Learning today should be a schos lenishmas derech avar chaim lozim ben shem shenari, as well as a schos for nila neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Sion. It should be a schos for Fur Shleima for our derech avar Shmuel ben Henya. It should also be a schos for Fur Shleima for Chaim Moshe Shuv ben Makar Chaim Do ben Menorachu Chanuli Abashen Derachu and Abedati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makam sakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing now on the topic of Dibur. And he says like this, he says, "V'ata nasfil Now let's enter the third category, which is matters of speech that are completely asur. That a person who is a yare has to be very careful to stay away from. Meaning even someone who is a yare, who is careful, ready, and has Yirat Shemayim, has to be super careful with the items from the following list. Number one is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara hu ha-roish, she-resh, pay-re-roish. Lashon Hara is the first and the root of pay-re-roish. Pay-re-roish is uncovering your hair. Ki u-shakol k'neged avodah zarah. It's in some ways equivalent to avodah zarah, ki la-roish v'chastamim. David already spoke about the evil of it. When he says Yakres Hashem called Sifse Chalakais, Hashem should cut off anyone who speaks with a divided lips. Lashon Medaberes Gedolos, a tongue that speaks Gedolos, great things. Lashon Hara means you are speaking. Thank you. It's on page 502. Lashon Hara means you're speaking in the gnus of your friend. Imhu Davar Shaloi Yesh Bai. It doesn't matter if it's true or not, and if it's not true, then there's an additional sort of escalation that it's called Maisi Shemra. If it's true, Nikra Lashon Hara. Kol Shalai Hayim Mefersim, something that's not publicly known. And this person reveals it. Rachel, he tells tales. Megale Said reveals secrets. Shatayin Devarim, he claims things. Meilech Mevi passes along. What's it called? He passes along the scuttlebutt of Omer Pliny Asalachakach, I Dibra Alechakach Vekach, where he says, so and so did to you, so and so said this about you. And so these are the very, just in a very, very brief summary, he gives you the various sections of Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, of Lashon Hara. You have in here Rechilos, you have in here Niglas Soid, something which most people don't think about, but you're not allowed to tell over something that somebody told you in confidence, which unfortunately many of us are not very careful with. But that's also in the Geder of watching your speech. And obviously Lashon Hara and Matzah Shemra are the ones we're familiar with. He says, Gadol Avoinam, the sin is very great. He shot an arrow from his lips, and an open a grave from his throat. And here is the key. If you see that someone is taking advantage of someone else, or someone is going to harm someone else, you have to tell it over. You have to reveal it. But at the same time, so let's just stop and think about this idea for a minute, because the Chafetz Chaim does talk about it, which is when you're asked shidduch information, and you know something important that's relevant, you can't close your mouth. And unfortunately, many times you see people just want a shidduch to happen, and they don't ask a shaila, and they just say, no, what am I going to say that for? Okay, the boy needs therapy. I know the boy needs therapy, has this and this issue. But why am I going to say it? Don't worry, he'll get married. I know so many people that got married, and it worked out anyway. I'm going to go now and ruin a shidduch for the rest of his life. Maybe he'll never get married. And it's terrible, terrible. I know there was a story, which I know the guy, who was bipolar. And unfortunately, nobody said anything, because nobody wanted to break the shidduch. What do you think happened? The week into the Sheva Brachas, obviously, she realized that she can't stay married to this person. But it's things like that. Another example, if somebody calls you, excuse me, what's the word? A referral for someone they're interviewing, right? You're listed as a referral. You're not allowed to. Now, you talk to the Rav, there's always ways to frame things, there's ways to say it. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to come out and say the whole truth, you know, every last detail, but there's ways to frame it. But to simply not ask a shaila and say to yourself that I can't be the reason, it's Lashon Hara anyway, I can't be the reason that this person broke it off and it'll work out anyway, it's incorrect and it's inappropriate. Next, Navlus Pat, speaking Nivl Pat, as Nefesh Dover of Yispa, Tiv Al Kane, and therefore, Al Bachurav Lo Yismach Hashem will not, Hashem will not, Al Kane Al Bachurav, Hashem will not rejoice over the Bachurav, as Al Menoisav Lo Yirachim, Hashem will not have Rachmanos for the widows, Ki Chol Pe Dover Nevala, for anyone who speaks Nevala. Essentially, you're ruining yourself. Not only he's saying here, when you die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take care of your kids and your wife. That they deepen Gehenim. In other words, apparently, let's call Gehenim. Now, Gehenim literally, Gehinoim is the valley of Hinoim, which is technically that valley right outside, you know, the Har HaBayis. That's Gehinoim, the original Gehinoim. So, but Gehinoim is like a valley. So we're saying they deepen the valley. They almost dig closer to the fire, saying essentially it's a little hotter, both for the one who speaks it and the someone who listens it. And Vishrezik and is quiet. Very scary. Even if someone has a gezeiras tayv of 70 years that he's going to get something good, it could be turned to evil. Nivlus peh is someone who speaks things that are intimate between a husband and a wife. Whether with his mouth, with a hint, or even in Gaiish songs. I guess in his days already, he was singing Gaiisha songs. But any of these things, right? So you hint at people, let's say someone's wife went to the mikvah. So to share that information and to tell someone that you were intimate with your wife is not appropriate for probably half of the jokes that people make about their relationship is probably not appropriate. So a person has to think, and it's very scary. The example, I believe it's the Gemara that gives it, but definitely Chazal. Give the example of when you go to a wedding, everyone knows the reason why the Chasan and Kala are marching down to the Chuppah and what ultimately is going to happen at the end of the night. But it says someone who speaks it is going to turn 70 years of good to bad. It's very scary. Miyad, he says immediately, Menadim Oisav Hashemayim, they put him in Chayim and Shemayim, Arba Malachim, 40 Malachim, Shehem Menadim L'chom Moitzi Mipiv Devrei Navos HaPer Rachmona Letzlan Amein. That they put a chayram, anyone who speaks nivel peh. Something we have to be very, very careful about. Let's do one more quickly. Shua sheker or shua shav, swearing falsely or swearing in vain. So a shua shav is you swear that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Shua sheker is you swear that the moon is going to come up during the day, you know, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and really the moon is not coming up till the nighttime. So the difference between sheker and shav. Hainu shenishba l'leit zayrech. So shua shav is you swear for no reason. Shloish biyu bezdin, bezdin didn't require you. So this is something that, you know, we see the kids do a lot. Chaim, chaim, swear I won't do it, chaim, I wear, you know. Kids swear left and right, and you have to be careful, shua shav. Or he mentions God's name in vain, without, in any language. You can say it in English, it's just as bad. Gadol avaynai, his sin is great. Shari kol ha'olam nizdaza b'shash amar kadosh baruch hu laisisa. The whole world shook when Hashem said laisisa, laisisa shem hashav. V'asa ledaber im mishu raga lishava al kol davar. You're not allowed to converse with someone who is constantly swearing. Meaning, if you go and you do a deal with someone who always swears, basically you're being a lifnei iver. You're being misayei ledver averish over mishum lifnei iver. So you're not allowed to, because by dealing with the person, you're causing him to swear. There is one area where it is a mitzvah to swear. If you're being accused of something and you want to settle the mind of the accuser, who thinks that you did something, you stole from him as an example, and you want to put his mind at ease, then you're allowed to swear. Or to swear that you're not going to eat something that you have a huge taiva to eat, to separate yourself from an isser, or again, adding a shvua to increase, I'm not going to go there because I know there's a certain avera going on over there and I'm going to be tempted. And in order to strengthen your resolve, you make a shvua. That's the type of shvua that mizaris a person, which is appropriate. Or again, from the positive side, to swear to be mizaris yourself to do a mitzvah, like he's going to speak about in its place. Because the Gemara talked about this, that David HaMelech says that Nishbati v'akayema, that I swore and I kept it. Seems like it's a good thing. So over there, David's referring to swearing to be mezariz himself, to motivate himself, to be able to stay away from an avera, or to motivate himself to do a mitzvah. But three important takeaways from today. Lashon hara, very important to think about that. The caveat of lashon hara of when you have to speak up, when you have information that's going to be harmful to someone else and you don't mention it. And on top of it, megalas soid, revealing a secret. Number two is nivul pa. We saw even 70 years of toiv is nepach l'ra, and how they put him in nidui in cherem up in Shemayim. And finally, shua shav shua sheker. If we know people that are not careful with this, we have to limit ourselves to interaction with them to what's absolutely necessary, because potentially we run into an issue of lifnei iver. However, to be mezariz ourselves for a mitzvah, not something I recommend you do on your own without talking to the Rav first, but there is an inyan of using it as a motivation tool when appropriate for avodas Hashem.